my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Bogus Karunas, where I reveal the naked truth about this latest, greatest, end-of-the-world zombie bubonic plague propaganda that the humans on planet Earth are so freaked out about, and how something relatively insignificant from a global perspective gets whipped into a frenzy and builds into epic proportions only because so many people are giving their attention to it. Because the entire universe rearranges itself to accommodate your perception of reality, and whatever you focus upon, the law of attraction has no choice but to give you more of that. That is how relatively insignificant things can become so monstrous. You can see this on a smaller scale in your life, especially in relationship. Your partner does one small thing that is annoying because you're drained of energy, you're tired, etc. And the two of you can whip that tiny transgression into a massive, unforgivable capital crime, punishable by life imprisonment, and your fight about it grows it and makes it bigger and bigger and bigger and monstrous, and then you bring up all the other countless minor transgressions that have annoyed you so much to build up a damning case against each other that can literally tear you apart if you continue to give power to the things you don't like. It was an excellent movie that's just brilliantly written, called The Breakup, with Jennifer Aniston and, oh, I can't remember the dude's name, but brilliant, brilliant writing about how you can just whip crap up, and which just destroys you. You see, the law of attraction is all about momentum. The more energy you give to something, good or bad, the better or worse it's going to get, because you build up momentum about it. And if you build up enough momentum about an issue, it will become a freight train with the brakes cut and will be absolutely impossible to stop. Like your thoughts, you keep thinking the same thoughts, and then your thoughts build up momentum about, you know, and then the law of attraction will give you more bad thoughts if you're thinking bad thoughts. But if you're thinking good thoughts, the law of attraction has no choice but to give you more good thoughts. And the master key to creating more wonderful things in your life rather than terrible things in your life is to stop focusing on terrible things in your life and around you, and only give your attention and focus upon things you like, love, appreciate, and you want more of. Based on the law of attraction, if humanity keeps banging the corona drum and keeps focusing on their fears and dislikes and what they don't want, it basically could, theoretically, create enough momentum to literally create this insignificant virus on from a global perspective into zombie plague-like proportions. But that's never going to happen because, one, this is a planet and universe of well-being and abundance, and we're always launching rockets of desire for improvement. So whatever the rockets of desire that everybody are launching from this crap, of course, is going to create more improvement. And luckily, humanity is like a bunch of little children who have very short attention spans. And before too long, they will have lost their interest in the bogus coronas, as I love to call it, and move on to another bogeyman to worry about. The biggest problem with humanity is most people have not been trained how to create good things in their life by focusing on good things. They've only been taught how to focus against what they hate. They've been taught to wrestle to the ground and kill and imprison and try to get rid of what they dislike and don't want, to, I guess, theoretically leave behind what they do want, but that doesn't work. Because whatever you focus upon, you will get more of. For instance, the classic example, and I've told this, talked about this in my other health-oriented article that I recently just did, where I was touring around the U.S. at the time, doing speaking gigs and hanging out at my parents' house. And at the time, there was, you know, the latest, greatest flu epidemic was allegedly sweeping across the world, or at least across America, and they were telling everybody to trot down and get yourself a flu vaccine so that you won't get the flu. So my parents, of course, trotted on down to the local clinic, got shot up with the latest flu vaccine, and 1 week later they got the flu, didn't they? Well, I didn't do that. I wasn't concerned about that. I'm not concerned about diseases. I don't get diseases because I understand that there's no such thing as getting diseases. You attract diseases. Anyway, I didn't get the flu, did they? Because I didn't get a flu vaccine, and I wasn't afraid to get the flu. So, if you don't want to get the coronavirus or the flu or get attacked by zombies or get cancer or beriberi or AIDS or whatever disease you are most fearful of getting, just don't bloody think about it. In the 80s, two friends of mine who were lovers, one of the partners developed AIDS. He died. It was freaking tragic, you know, like a lot of people that were dying at the time. But his partner didn't develop AIDS. His partner didn't die. His partner was completely healthy. So if AIDS is something you can catch, how can somebody who's having sex with somebody else who has AIDS not get AIDS? Well, that just blows the whole water, the ship out of the water as far as I'm concerned about getting diseases. The other partner did not get AIDS and was healthy as a moose because he didn't have the mindset of AIDS. He wasn't fearful of getting AIDS or whatever. I don't know what his mindset at the time was. So, you know, he basically just had a different mindset. He didn't attract it. And in the 80s, AIDS was the latest, greatest, bubonic plague, just like the coronavirus is now. But you don't hear about AIDS anymore. That's because the media lost interest in it. It doesn't mean people aren't still attracting AIDS. It just means that the news, quote-unquote news, because they only like things that are new, lost interest. Unfortunately, most humans don't understand that it's not a good idea to watch the news because the news is only interested in drumming up crap because bad news sells and good news doesn't. And if you're watching the news, well, then you're putting into your mind, into your brain, crap. And then, of course, whatever you put into your brain, if you put crap in, crap's going to come out. But, you know, they believe that the only kind of news that sells is bad news. They don't really know if good news will actually sell or not because they haven't actually tried it. They haven't actually tried to report good news. But regardless of what the media is doing or politics are doing or corporations are doing or your neighbor is doing, or if you want to create an amazing, healthy, wealthy, and happy life, then get your nose out of everyone else's bloody business. It's none of your damn business who and where someone is getting this disease or that disease or whatever else is happening to someone somewhere on planet Earth. You don't have any creative control to help the poor victims anywhere. And that's the key factor here. The news and humanity believes that they are victims and that this is a planet of assertion and diseases can assert themselves upon you and bad guys can assert themselves upon you, but they can't. Diseases don't think, don't have a mind of their own, and are not conspiring against you. The coronavirus leaders are not sitting around a big giant amoeba table planning the next attack upon humanity. There's no Adolf Corona spearheading the conquest of humanity. This is a planet of attraction, not assertion. I could go right over to Asia right now and find someone with the alleged coronavirus and give them a big, fat, wet French kiss, Corona kiss, and I would not get this alleged rampant killer because I know that I am not a victim, and I know that I can't catch anything and nothing, and no one can assert their will upon me and victimize me unless I allow them to. I know that this is a planet and a universe of attraction, and every disease anyone gets, they attract based on their fears and many fear factors and other sort of beliefs and so forth. those people that got the coronavirus or the flu or whatever, they weren't thinking coronavirus, or they weren't thinking cancer, or they weren't thinking AIDS, but they were thinking similar, disempowered, fearful, powerless, oriented, helpless, etc. I'm a victim thoughts. The key here is vibration, not the vibration of the disease, but the vibration of what attracts the disease. The helpless, powerless, I'm a victim feelings, and similarly oriented fear-based thoughts are what attracts diseases and everything else in people's lives that they dislike and don't want. And if you keep focusing on the bogus belief that you are a helpless victim, then you will continue to attract things and experiences and situations and people in your life that prove to you that you are a helpless victim. But if you want your life to change to a state of confidence and power where you know your power of focusing upon your creative power and the power of the law of attraction, lots of power there, to give you wonderful things just by you focusing upon wonderful things, then you won't attract diseases and other crap that you don't want. Focus on what you do want. You'll create and attract what you do want. It's as simple as that. Focus on what you don't want. You'll create and attract what you don't want. So if you focus on what you do want, well, then you won't attract terrible situations in your life, but you will instead attract a non-stop array of wonderful things and situations in your life. So get over your fears by not focusing on your fears. Distract yourself from what you don't like and don't want by focusing upon the beautiful things in life. Just like I used to when I'd get sick as a kid, I'd distract myself from this alleged illness by watching Warner Brothers cartoons, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. That's how I got happy and healthy. So distract yourself from what you don't like and don't want by focusing upon the beautiful things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And pay no attention to what's going on in the world that the news is so happy to shove in your face that you have no creative control over and have no creative control to change. Don't let what other people say or do or how they think determine your moods and what you believe, and decide now that you are going to be happy regardless of what tragedies other people have created and attracted in their lives. The most powerful way for you to help humanity is to empower yourself and become a conscious, deliberate creator of your reality and create massive abundance and fun and love and joy and excitement and wealth and health, etc., to show humanity that they too can create a magical, abundant, loving, healthy, and wealthy life. And stop talking about the stupid coronavirus and the other stupid things, and stop hoarding toilet paper like a fucking idiot, and stop focusing on things that are none of your freaking business, and live your life on your own terms, and don't let anything you've been taught or what anyone else says or thinks determine how you are going to live your life. You have your own self-guidance system telling you every moment of every day the best course of action to take. And that is, if you're feeling good, you're on the right track. And your focus is in an optimal, pleasing, happy, and healthy and wealthy direction. But if you feel bad, then you're off track and you're focused in an unsupportive, non-pleasing, unhappy, shitty direction. So stop it! You can be, do, and have whatever you want. But that's a great video, by the way. Dude, go on to YouTube and type in Stop It. This is a hilarious Saturday Night Live video with Bob Newhart in it called Stop It. It's hilarious. You can be, do, and have whatever you want, but you've got to stop thinking about the world and just focus on your individual world, which is the only place you have any creative control. And look for the gold in yourself and and everything and everyone around you. Focus on the good things. Focus on the good feeling thoughts, and focus on things that are easy to love, like, and appreciate, and you will create an absolutely amazing, abundant, happy, healthy, wealthy, joyful, and magical life. My name is Zakir, and thanks for watching this video, or if you happen to be listening to this as a podcast, please like it, share it, comment on it, share it with your friends, help bless them, empower them with these amazing teachings, and please come and visit me at zakiron.com for lots of self-empowering videos, tons of videos and audios and products and coaching and support and guidance to help you become a conscious, deliberate, creative reality to create an amazing, magical, abundant life. And go get yourself a free copy of my book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you are sick and tired of working for the man, doing the old 9-to-5 grind, and you'd like to have more fun and freedom in your life, let's show you a way to start ticking off your life list now rather than waiting till you're old and decrepit just to have an urgent, no time to tick off your bucket list. And let's show you how to travel, start traveling right bloody now, regardless of this bogus coronas. Let's just travel to where it's not happening if you're really fearful about it. Let's show you how to travel at 20 to 75% off. Let's show you how to make extra money helping other people. You like to help other people, right? So let's help. Let's show you how to make money helping other people make more money. Let's show you how to travel and make extra money and become financially free helping other people travel the world and have more joy and fun and freedom in their life. Go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's lock arms. Let's work. Let's play together. Let's build a legacy together. Let's have a shitload of fun together. Go to ilovefreedom.info. Look forward to meeting you. Look forward to playing with you. Look forward to traveling with you. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. That's you. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure and excitement and bliss and whatever you want to create in your life on your magnificent journey of creating your desires into physical reality. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!